Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your power that is working in us and through us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence. Oh Lord, we thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. We thank you, Lord, for confusing the enemy and turning their plans into nothing. Thank you for the gifts you have given to us. Physical gifts, spiritual gifts. Thank you for the honor you have placed on our lives. O God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for every answer we have received for our prayers. Thank you for giving us joy, peace of mind, happiness, and victories. Thank you, Father. We thank you because you have blessed the work of our hands. Everything we lay our hands upon, you have made them to prosper. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you are doing in our midst in this ministry. Thank you because through our prayers, we have seen you change our lives. And through obedience to your instructions, we have seen your transformation in our lives. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I am asking, oh God, that as we will be praying once again this night, move mightily in our midst. Solve problems among your people. Let our lives receive your touch and help and visitations and interventions. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do greater than our expectations. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that you will answer your prayers. And he will bless you in Jesus' name. We shall take some worship songs. And after, we shall go into prayer points. Holy, are you Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. Your majesty, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty, higher, miraculous. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Holy are you, Lord, holy. Are you Lord? All creation call you God. What is your name? Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty, higher, miracles, we stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow, and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you worth. Crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. You live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. You was crucified, crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. I just wanna be with you, Lord Jesus, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. Draw me near to where you are. Oh Lord, I just wanna be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. Lord, I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh Lord, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, oh Lord, in your praises. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship him. We are in his presence right now. He's here right now. Begin to worship him. Bless his name. Praise him. Adore him. Glorify him. Worship him from the depths of your heart. Worship him. Lift him up. Exalt him. Magnify him. Praise him. Ancient of Days, we praise you. Rock of Israel, we praise you. Lion of the tribe of Judah, mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Healer, Lord of Hosts, we worship you. We praise your name, for there is none like you. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a victorious God. You have never lost a fight. You have never lost in battle. You are the Most High God. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. You created all things for your pleasure. Blessed be your holy name. You created us that we may please you. And we may serve you. Blessed be your holy name. You created us wonderfully and beautifully so that we can reveal the greatness of your glory, the splendor of your glory. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for what you are going to do very shortly. Thank you, Father. Thank you for great plans you have for our lives. Thank you for your wonderful promises you have revealed concerning us. Be glorified forever. Be exalted forever. We are so grateful for your love, your unfailing love and kindness. We are so grateful for your grace upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have given to us. Thank you for what you will still give unto us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for crowning us with glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for decorating our lives with your glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you right here. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Take your place and let there be great victories in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped and given him thanks. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence, and I want you to be focused and not be distracted. Yeah, let nothing distract your attention. When you are seeking God, you seek Him with full attention, with full focus. Your mind, you set on Him. When you are seeking God, you set all your heart on Him. And that is how you find Him. So don't let anything distract you. We're going to pray this Thanksgiving prayer. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your love and kindness toward my life. You can say, Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness toward my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank Him like that. Say, Father, thank you for your love. Say, Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness toward my life. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank Him like that. Thank you, Lord, because you will show me mercy. Thank you, Lord, because you will give me grace. Thank you, Lord, because you are so kind toward me. Thank you because you will show your love in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because you will give gifts. You will give me gifts because of your love. You will help me because of your love. You will rescue me because you love me. And because you are merciful toward me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let hidden things in my life be uncovered. Hidden abilities, hidden gifts, talents, let them be uncovered by your Holy Spirit. What you have given me that I have not discovered, what you have placed in me that I have not discovered, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, let them be uncovered, let them be revealed in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let hidden gifts in me, hidden abilities, hidden virtues that you have given to me, that you have placed in my life, let them be uncovered. Let me discover them in the name of Jesus. Talk to God like that. Hidden gifts, abilities, talents in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Spiritual gifts, spiritual abilities, divine abilities, virtues in me that I don't know. Lord, uncover them. Uncover them. Uncover them to me. Uncover them to me in the name of Jesus. Let me discover great things you have placed in me. Thank you, Lord. Let the greatness in me be uncovered. Let the uniqueness in me be uncovered. Thank you, Father. Begin to pray, continue to pray, don't stop. Talk to God. So let the treasures in me be uncovered. Let the glory in me be uncovered. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, teach me what to do that will quicken the manifestation of your spiritual gifts in my life. Say, Father, teach me or lead me to do things that will stir up the manifestation of your spiritual gifts in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, lead me to do those things. Teach me to do things that will quicken the manifestation of your spiritual gifts and abilities in me. Things that I will do and the gifts you have placed in me will receive life and will receive fire to manifest. Lord, lead me to begin to do those things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, lead me to do things that will quicken the manifestation of the gifts and abilities you have placed in me. Teach me how to pray that will make me begin to manifest my spiritual gifts. Teach me the kind of spiritual exercises to do. Lead me into those spiritual exercises that would quicken my spiritual gifts to manifest. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to place. Okay, before we go into that, we're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect my life with the divine atmosphere that will enable my spiritual gifts to manifest. Say, Lord, connect me with the divine atmosphere. Connect me with angelic atmosphere that will enable the manifestations of your spiritual gifts in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Remember, I said, raise up your right hand as you pray this prayer. Say, Father, connect me, connect my spirit, soul, and body with divine atmosphere that will enable your spiritual gifts in my life to manifest with power and with great results, with great accuracy, with great perfection, with great success, with great victories. Connect me with divine atmosphere, angelic atmosphere, that will enable my spiritual gifts to manifest with power. Talk to God. Divine network spiritual atmosphere, heavenly atmosphere, that will enable me to flow with accuracy in my spiritual gifts, that will enable me to function with accuracy and perfection and success and victory in this
Thank you.
my internet data subscription maybe it has expired, I don't know, but later I'll look into that. So I quickly buy a very small data that could finish this prayer session. Yeah, so I'm sure I cannot exhaust the one I quickly buy. Yeah, so we are still praying concerning spiritual gifts manifestation, and I said you should ask you should pray that the Lord should connect your life with divine atmosphere that will enable the manifestation of your spiritual gifts. Yeah, so now we'll move to the next prayer point. You're going to say, Father, make all that you have created with me from birth, make them Or maybe you say, let them shine forth. Let them begin to speak all that you have created with me from birth. Let them begin to speak. Let them begin to shine forth. Let them be glorified. Let them be glorified. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, everything that you have created with me from childhood, from birth, from my mother's womb, Lord, breathe on them and let them begin to speak. Let them begin to manifest. Let them begin to shine forth in the name of Jesus. All that you have created with me, all that you have created with me, spiritual abilities you have created with me, spiritual nature, attitude you have created with me, Lord, let them begin to shine forth. Let them begin to manifest. Let them begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, everything you have created with me from birth, let them begin to speak. Yeah, things that are very important to my destiny, things that are very important to my purpose in life that you have created with me, Lord, let them speak forth. Let them manifest. Let them shine forth in the name of Jesus. Things that is beyond my appearance. Yeah, because there are things about your life that is beyond how you appear, how you look physically. You are more than how you look. There is so much more that is not in your appearance. There is so much more that is not in what you know about yourself at the moment. So talk to God that everything you have created with me from childhood, let them begin to speak. Let them begin to shine forth. Let them begin to manifest. Let them begin to appear and manifest abilities you have created with me. Grace you created with me. There are people that were born with special grace and abilities. Yeah. People like Jeremiah, people like John the Baptist, people like Ezekiel. And I believe there are a lot of people in the world that were born with special abilities. And I know your life is not different. Talk to God. Say, Lord, abilities that you created with me, natures, attitudes, virtues, wisdom, grace, everything you created with me, power, strength, creativity, ability to create things, all that you have placed in me from the womb, from my mother's womb, Lord, breathe on them that they may begin to manifest. Breathe on them now that they may begin to shine forth. I want to live my life in its fullness. Talk to God like that. Say, I want to live my life in its fullness. I want to live all that you have placed in me. I want to fulfill all that you have placed in my life. I want to manifest all that you have placed in my life. Breathe on me, Father, for full manifestation of everything you created with me. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for you that the power of God shall come upon your life. And everything that you have received from God, from your mother's womb, shall begin to manifest now. In the name of Jesus, every abilities, natures, every gift that was given to you from your mother's womb shall begin to shine forth now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, and you need to understand that there are abilities of God that is in creatures of God. Yeah, there are things you just know how to do them, and no one teach you to do them, both spiritual and physical, both spiritual things, secular things, physical things. You are just good in doing them, and no one teach you how to do them. That is an ability of God. Yeah. So these abilities, some of them are spiritual in nature, some are physical. Yeah, and these abilities is in everyone. And as a matter of fact, your destiny is connected to the manifestations of these abilities. I mean, the fulfillment of your destiny, even the greatness of your destiny, or the greatness in your destiny, is connected to these abilities. Yeah, so when you are praying that God should make you great, God is pointing to what he has placed inside of you. That this thing in you, use it. Do you are saying, God, make me great from the outside. And God is saying, what will make you great is already on the inside of you. Explore him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, or you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit of diligence and discipline to study and explore divine abilities God has placed in me. You're going to say, I receive the spirit of diligence and discipline to explore, to study the divine abilities God has placed in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I receive diligence. I receive discipline. Now, when I say studying the abilities, meaning that you begin to do things that will stir up that ability. You begin to read books that speaks about what you know God has given to you. You begin to read the scriptures. You begin to do all things possible so that what is in you will come out into manifestation. So, say, I receive the spirit of diligence. I receive the spirit of discipline to explore, to study the manifestation of divine abilities in my life, to explore the understanding of the divine abilities in my life, to explore and study the nature of the divine abilities in my life. See, I receive the spirit of diligence. Diligence means hard work, that you are not lazy. Yeah, see, I receive the spirit of diligence and discipline to grow in the abilities God has given to me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're still going to pray. Some Christians, they don't know the value of spiritual growth and spiritual gifts and spiritual abilities. You see, in the kingdom of darkness, they value spiritual growth, spiritual gifts, and spiritual abilities so much than any physical things. So, and they are always pursuing more power. So in the kingdom of darkness, they compete with themselves, because he who has power is he who rules in the kingdom of darkness. You have power, you rule. You don't have power, you cannot rule. So all of them, they are looking for more power. Yeah. And they are willing to do anything. They fast a lot in the kingdom of darkness. They fast more than us. They pray more than us. So you might be wondering if I say they pray. Yes, they pray in the kingdom of darkness. They fast in the kingdom of darkness. They do all manner of study, research. They do all manner of spiritual exercises so that they can gain more power and more authority and dominion. And I look at some Christians, I just shake my head. You only give so much energy to acquiring physical things. Your boss gives you assignments, you do it. Yeah, because you want to get paid. Well, that is good. But what are you doing about your spiritual growth? What are you doing to get more power? What are you doing to get more faith? What are you doing to get more dominion in the realm of the spirit? More authority, more strength, more fire. What are you doing about that? Yeah. Because some people, when we ask them to pray for anointing, for power, they don't like all those kind of prayers. But when you tell them to pray for money, for financial breakthroughs, for marriage, for what else? All these physical achievements. Yeah, they want to pray about that. But when we are praying about spiritual growth, spiritual advancement, they don't like that. Yeah, but the people in the kingdom of darkness, they are wiser than many of us in the church. They will give up their money, their properties, just to acquire more power. Because they know when they have the power, they can have anything they want. When they have the authority, they know they can get anything. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I rebuke a spirit of laziness. Yeah. Spirit of weakness. Spirit of laziness limiting my spiritual growth and advancement. Limiting my spiritual growth and advancement. I rebuke such spirit. I cast out spirit of laziness from my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I rebuke every spirit of laziness. I rebuke every spirit of weakness, limiting my spiritual growth, limiting the manifestation of my spiritual abilities. I rebuke them now. I cast them out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be lazy in prayer. Say, I refuse to be lazy in fasting. Say, I refuse to be lazy in studying the Word of God. In meditating on the Word of God. So I refuse to be lazy in doing spiritual exercises that will enable my spiritual growth and advancement. I refuse to be lazy. I cast out every spirit of laziness, procrastination, weakness. I cast them out of my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The question is, how much have you invested in spiritual growth? Advancement. How much have you invested? Yeah. How much have you invested? It goes with investment. Yeah, maybe you have not heard about that before. You invest in spiritual growth. It goes with a lot of investment. Meaning that you spend to grow spiritually. You spend energy. You spend time to grow spiritually. And you spend money to grow spiritually. So to grow spiritually is not cheap. It goes with investment. Yeah, so I can ask you, how many books have you, Christian literatures, Christian books, spiritual books, how many have you bought with your money? How many have you read to grow spiritually? Yeah, and then how much time have you invested in 24 hours God has given to you every day? How many hours do you invest to grow spiritually? Yeah. And how many teachings have you been following and listening to? How many of these teachings have you been obeying to grow spiritually? Or as the teachings are entering through your right ear, and then it's immediately just going out through the left ear. None of these teachings stay in your mind. None of these teachings change you, because you don't care about them. You just hear them and then you forget. Yeah. So if there is no discipline, you can't grow spiritually. And if you're not willing to give all into gaining spiritually, you give more into that. You give all, you sacrifice all, because you will gain far more than whatever you have sacrificed. So if I give, for instance, 10 hours every day to grow spiritually, what I will gain is far beyond what I have given. That's the truth about spiritual growth. Yeah, you can't pray enough. You can't fast enough, even if you're fasting every day. Yeah, but you have to do all that is required. You have to do all that is required so that God will show you mercy, and then he will help you to grow spiritually. So you think it's easy to grow spiritually? It's not easy. It's like you are breaking a rock. There is something inside the rock, and then you are breaking the rock to get what is inside. Yeah, but Christians today, they don't value spiritual growth, and the Christian leaders we have today, they don't even encourage it, because they want the people to depend on them. Yeah, I'm not a leader like that. If you don't know how to pray, I will teach you to pray and get results for yourself. I will not just pray for you. You have to pray. You have to grow. Yeah, it's very important. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that is willing to invest all that I have into knowing you, into growing spiritually. So give me a heart, give me a mind that is willing to invest all my time, all my hours, all my focus, my attention, all my resources. Give me a heart that is willing to invest all to grow spiritually, because there is nothing as important as that in the world. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me such a heart and mind that is ready to spend all, that is ready to do all that is required to grow strong spiritually. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me such heart and mind and determination and willingness to invest all into growing spiritually, to invest all into knowing you deeply. Give me the heart for this. Give me the mind for this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I came to a point in my life and I said, I am going to get God. I'm going to get the fullness of God, that I want everything that is in God. Because I got the understanding that if I have God, I have everything. So I stopped looking for things in this world, things of this world. Then I begin to pursue after God. I begin to pursue after God. And I'm still doing it up to now. Because I have the understanding that if I can get all that is in God, then I can get everything, whether it's physical or spiritual. If I can have God, then I have everything. Yeah, but many Christians are not thinking like this. They leave God aside and they are looking for other things. Whereas inside God, so you just find God, get God, and see if you will not get other things. You will get other things. You will even get excess of other things. Why? Because you already have God. Yeah, but many of us don't want God. I know you might say that is a lie. I want God. Yeah, but we don't want God. And the reason is the reason why I said that is because we are not willing to do the sacrifices that is required. Yeah, we are not willing to die, because to get God you have to die to the things of this world. You have to die to the world. You have to die to yourself. You have to lose your life. Yes, and we are not willing to do that. So that is why I said we don't want God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I am desperate. I hope I'm speaking your mind in this prayer point. You're going to say, I am desperate for all that is in you. I am desperate to get all that is in you. The fullness of wisdom, the fullness of strength, the fullness of grace, the fullness of your presence. Say, Lord, I am ready and desperate to lay hold of all that is in you. Help me. Help me. Help me to pay the price for this. Help me to achieve this by your Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I am desperate. I am eager. I am passionate to lay hold of all that is in you. I want to be at the center of your heart. I want to be so close to you. I want to be so deep in you. I want to be so full of you. Lord, help me to pay the price for this. Help me to live for this. Help me to live for this in the name of Jesus. Help me to die to self. Help me to die to the things of this world. Help me to cut off lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Help me to cut them off. Help me to embrace the nature, the divine nature that will make me to know you deeply, that will make me to discover all that is in you. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, I had a story of a well-known man of God. I think he has died now. I had a story of how God blessed him with a lot of riches and wealth. And then there is this younger man of God, and I think he is still alive today. He is like maybe a spiritual son to this other man of God that I said has died. Yeah, so one day he visited this man of God. And, he just visited him to greet him. And then man of God said, look under that bed. You're going to see money there. Just take any money you want. Yeah, from the case under that bed. So the young man of God, or the young minister of God, you know, he went there, he pulled the case out. He pulled out that case that contains money, and he saw a lot of money there. But something spoke to his head, or something spoke to his mind or his sense. And he said, why am I always coming to get money? So he pushed back that case. And he told the man of God, he said, I don't want money. I want what will make me also command money. Yeah. He said, I don't want money. I want what will make me command money. Yeah, that was wisdom. Yeah, that was wisdom. He said, I don't just want these things. Yeah, I want to be like you. Yeah. I want to be a man of power and authority like you. Yeah, and today, I think God helped him. He understood that power and authority, spiritual growth, is far more precious than money. Because now He has both the power and he has the money as well. So you're going to pray. The reason why I share this story is to show you that Christians are not supposed to be seeking physical things more than they seek spiritual things. And as a matter of fact, you're supposed to carry power and authority that money cannot buy. Yeah. You command money by having what money cannot buy. So you cannot command money if you don't have something that is too precious than money. Something that if you just give a little of it, I don't even know how to put it. I mean, you need to have something that is so priceless, such that a little of it is too precious and cannot be bought. Just a little of it cannot be paid for. So when you have what money cannot buy, that is how you command money and riches from anywhere in the world. And it takes time. to build that thing that money cannot buy. It takes time to become so full of such level of growth and advancement and authority and power. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes. Yeah, to see treasures of your kingdom that I need to possess. So open my eyes to see treasures of your kingdom that I need to seek and lay hold of. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, open my eyes, because you might not be able to pursue things you don't know, things you have not seen. You might not run after them. You might not be able to pursue after them. But when God show it to you that you can be like this, when God open your eyes and tell you and say you can have this, why not pursue after it? You can be great like this. You can have power like this. You can have authority like this. So talk to God. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see treasures in your kingdom that are available for me to pursue. Treasures in your kingdom that are available for me to possess. Open my eyes to see them so that I will not rest until I get them. So God opened my eyes, and I saw what I can become. And I made up my mind. I said, I will not rest until I become this man that God said I can be. And I did not rest up to now. Talk to God. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see treasures of your kingdom available for me to lay hold of, and show me how to get them. Teach me how to get them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, when Elijah was going to be taken up into heaven, he looked at Elisha. He said, at this point, I'm about to leave you. So what can I do for you? Elijah was such a man of authority and power and dominion that he could do things for people by himself. I don't know if you know what that means. It means God have entrusted some kind of power into his hands that he could do things by himself for people. Not that he's going to pray and say, God, please give this person this. No, he will give you that thing. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You know, there's a difference in praying and saying, God, please do this for this man. It's different from you being able to do it, and it will happen instantly like that. So Elijah was entrusted with such kind of ability and power. But Elisha was wise. If it were some people in this generation and a man of such power, you know, Elijah is so powerful, he could do many things. He could make food items multiply. He could do many physical miracles. And Elisha knew that. Or Elisha knew that. So if it were some of us in this generation, you say, Elisha, I want a lot of money. I want large area of land. I want to be this. Yeah, but Elisha was not asking for something physical. Elisha said, I want the double portion of your spirit. Yeah. So meaning that I want to take after you. I want to be like you, even more like you, if possible. Yeah. And, you know, and Elijah said, well, that one is difficult. Because he acknowledged that only God could do that. But he said, if you see me, take as I'm taken away from you, if you see me, then you will have it. And he got it. So he was desperate. So you don't have, you can't have spiritual growth if you are not desperate. Yeah. So when I say desperate, I'm talking about you're praying. You're praying for one particular thing, and you're praying for 1 month. You're praying and fasting. Then for 2 months, for 3 months, for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. So if you're not desperate, if you think, I fasted for 12 days, that is enough. You can't get it. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart full of hunger for spiritual growth. Give me a heart that is never satisfied until I see myself in the knowledge of you, in the wisdom of you, in the realities of heaven. Lord, give me such a heart full of hunger and desperation to grow, to become a better Christian, to become a wiser Christian. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Lord, give me a heart full of hunger and desperation, a heart that is never satisfied till I lay hold of powerful things, treasurable things, priceless things, great things in your kingdom. Lord, give me a heart full of hunger and desperation. A heart that is willing to keep knocking, the doors of heaven until they are opened. A heart that will not stop knocking. A heart that will not stop praying. A heart that will not stop asking. A heart that will not stop seeking until the windows and the doors and the gates of heaven are opened. Lord, give me such a heart to seek you. Give me such a heart full of hunger for you. Give me such a heart full of desperation for you. Give me such a heart, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, when I was growing spiritually, I don't know how God made me to understand certain things. Maybe he saw the hunger in my heart and the desperation in my heart. So I just got the understanding. I don't know how I got that understanding. I just got the understanding that I could touch heaven physically on earth. I just got the understanding that heaven can be so real to me on earth, as physical as anyone is real to me on earth. And I said, God, this thing that is coming to my mind, is it true? Is it possible? And God said, yes, it's possible. I said, okay, then I want this. Yeah. And I began to seek God. It was in the process of seeking God. When I say seek God, I'm talking of many days fasting. fasting that I can't even number. It got to a point that in our house, they no longer prepare my food. They no longer prepare my food in the morning and afternoon. Yeah, because they just believe that I'm fasting every day. Yeah, because they feel like, you know, when they ask me today, are you fasting? I say yes. Then the week passed. The next week, are you fasting? I said yes. So they now concluded that every day is fasting for me. Yeah. So for some time, they don't prepare food for a very long time. They don't prepare food for me morning and afternoon. Why? Because I determined that if God said I can experience heaven physically on earth, as a human, as someone in human body, and God said it's possible. I said, if God said it's possible, then I must have this. And I got it. Yeah. I got it. And many of the things you could see, the way I teach, and many things I do, the way I pray, is because I got it. You're going to pray. Yeah. You have been hitting and hitting. Yeah, but maybe a time, maybe now is the time to stop hitting. I'm not saying you wouldn't hit in a day, but you limit how you hit. Limit watching TV. Limit talking with people. All these things you do in excess, begin to cut them short and say, I want God. Yeah, even limit your presence on the internet. Limit your presence on Facebook, on social media, applications. Limit all of them. And say, I want God. Yeah, I don't know if you can do this. If I did that and I got what God said I can get, then I believe anyone else can do it and get it. You don't have to be a pastor or a Christian leader. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that is full of great desire, great passion, great hunger to deny myself to get you. Desire to give up pleasures of this world. A heart that is so determined to give up pleasures of this world to get you, to get your kingdom, to get your power. Give me a heart that is so determined to let go of everything to get you. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Yeah, I don't know why I'm leading in this kind of prayers. Yeah, I did not plan it. Talk to God. Say, give me a heart that is willing to give up everything just to get you. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is like a man who found an expensive, precious item, a pearl, in a field. And he went to sell everything he has to buy that field. Talk to God. Say, Lord, give me a heart that is willing to give up everything just to get you, to know you, to give up pleasures of self, desires of this world, pleasures of this world. Give me such a heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, many of the things I share with you, they are real. They are very real. The kingdom of God is real. Heaven is real. The power of heaven is real. The realities of heaven, they are real. They are not fictions. They are real. And I could tell you they are real because I have touched them. I have seen them. And I have seen them walk. So these things, they are not fictions. They are real. You can have power. You can have power and you will know you have power. And you will see that power work. You will see that power raise the dead. You will see that power heal the sick. You will see that power open doors. You will see that power make you prosper. You can have power and you will know you have power, and that power will produce results. So these things are real. It's not like I will just believe God. I will just believe God for it. There are things in the kingdom of God that is beyond. You get them and then you don't believe for them again because you already have them. There are things in the kingdom of God that you can have forever. Even while you are still here on earth, you don't believe for them because you already have them. So what you have, you don't believe for them again. You just use them. There are things I can tell you now. For instance, I could tell you certain things that tomorrow, certain things is going to happen to you. And they will happen exactly as I have said it. Why? Because I have done it. Before I tell you that this thing will happen to you tomorrow, and it will happen exactly. Why? Because I have done it in time. Like I have traveled in time to set that thing in tomorrow, even while you are still in today. Like if you read I think it's in 1 Kings. I don't know if I might not get the chapter yet. Elijah told that man, he said, by this time tomorrow, Elisha, he said, by this time tomorrow, this measure of food item will be sold at this price. And the man said, it's not possible. The man said, how can that be? He said, even if the windows of heaven are opened, that food item cannot be sold at that price. But Elijah could speak like that because Elijah has done certain operations in the realm of the spirit, and he knows when that will happen. So you could tell him that tomorrow this will happen because he has done it. I don't know how to explain it. He has already done it in time. And the Bible explains what led to the fulfillment of that prophecy. So you're going to pray. So what I'm trying to show you is that there are realities in heaven that, that are real. There are powers of heaven that are real. And when you have them, and you can use them, and you will always have results. You're going to talk to God. Say, Father, endue me with power from above. Endue me with power to carry out your will and desires in the earth. Give me power to perform your will in the earth, and trust me with powers of heaven to carry out your will in the earth. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, as you did to Elijah, as you did to Elijah, and I am greater than them because they existed in the Old Testament. I am greater than them because of your covenant, because of the new covenant of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Lord, entrust into my hands powers of heaven to carry out your will in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that, to perform your will. Entrust into my hands, release into my life power. Thank you, Lord. Release into my hands power, release into my life power, into my spirit power, into my soul and body power, to carry out your will in the earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, visit me in your mercy and make the realms of heaven so real to me as the earth is real to me, as human beings are real to me. So Lord, visit me and do a work in me that will make the realms of heaven so real to me, that will make the presence of heaven so real to me here on earth. Just as people are real, animals are real, let heaven be so real to me. Do something in my brain. Yeah, this thing is surgical. God can do a surgery in you, and you will be activated to the dimension of heaven that is on earth. There's a dimension of heaven on earth. Yeah. And it's so real. God can do something in you. Like a surgery. And then this dimension will be so visible to you. It will be like you're watching TV. It will be like you're seeing your friend face to face, and it's heaven you are seeing. Even right here on earth, I'm not saying you're going to die and go to heaven. Even as you are still alive, God can do something in you, and the realms of heaven will be so visible to you. I mean, so visible that you can't even touch it. Begin to pray, say, Father, visit me in your mercy. Do operations in me that will enable me to physically relate with the realms of heaven on earth, in the name of Jesus. Visit me and make the realms of heaven so real to me as the heart is real, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. I don't know if you are desperate for what I'm saying is not fiction. It's real. There are many people who has that grace. I mean, who already have that grace. They relate with heaven face to face. They relate with angels face to face with God. Yeah, I'm not talking of those that are saying another spirit and they think it's God. I'm talking of people that are engaging with heaven. And it's heaven, not another heaven. And it's the kingdom of God. Talk to God. Say, Lord, visit me. Do operations in me. Do something in me that will activate me, awaken me to the realms of heaven on earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 5 more prayer points. Yeah, the prayer session of tonight is not like the other kind of prayer sessions we have been doing. Yeah, and I think that's the way the Lord wants it. Yeah, we're going to pray just 5 more prayer points, and then we'll round up the session. You know, there was a time that I had encounter with some angels, and they told me, they said the new head is already healed. You know, in the book of Revelation, I think Revelation chapter 21, if I'm not mistaken, it talks about new heaven and new earth. Yeah. So those angels, they came to me, they said, the new earth is already here. Yeah. And there are many other things I'm not going to mention. But where I'm going is that they said that Christians can live in that new earth. Even as you are in this old earth that is going to pass away. They said Christians can live. So that new earth is like heaven. Yeah, is that Christians can live in that head. So meaning that you can live in such a glory that is not yet, it has not yet come, because according to the book of Revelation, it's a future thing. But they say that you can live in that glory even now. That even before it finally comes, you can live in it. Yeah, and I love that kind of Christianity. Christianity is supernatural. Christianity is all about power, revelations, realities of heaven. It's not just some kind of a religion, and they tell you this is how you have to do it. Some kind of dogmatic system. Christianity is not like that. It's an adventure. You get to see new things every day. You get to learn new things. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to live in the glory of heaven all the days of my life. Let me be translated. Yeah, and let me also say this. So they told me that there are immortals. Yeah, I know some pastors don't believe that. Those angels, they say that in this new earth there are immortals. Now, immortals are people that have lived a certain time, but God did not allow them to die. God translated them. People like Enoch, people like Elijah, and some other people that the Bible did not mention. Even when Jesus was on earth, Jesus said some of the people around him, which we don't know their names, he said some will not taste death. Yeah. And Jesus, when Jesus is speaking in parables, we know he's speaking in parables. And when he's speaking directly, he's speaking directly. So there are people in the new earth that have not died since many years. They are still alive. Yeah. That's, by the way, I just feel like I should tell you that. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to live in the glory of heaven. Let me be translated, or translate me into that glory. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Yeah. Say, Lord, I want to live my life, all the days of my life, in the glory of your presence, in the glory of heaven. Lord, translate me into that glory. I want to be breathing in that glory. I want to live in that glory. I want to walk in that glory. I want my life to be surrounded by the glory of heaven. Let me be translated into your glory that is in the head. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. Yeah. When those angels gave me the revelation of the new earth, they said that this earth is already defeated by the kingdom of God. Yeah, and that Christians should walk in that understanding, that this world has been defeated, has been conquered. And if you look at the scriptures, Jesus said, he said, I have overcome the world. Yeah. He said he has overcome the world. So you need to see every problem on earth that they have already been defeated. You need to see every battle here on earth that they have already been defeated by the kingdom of God. And you need to connect with that victory. And that is how you will have real and true victory, by connecting with what heaven has already done, what the kingdom of God has already done. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect my life, our spirit, soul, and body, with the realm of your victory that has overcome the world and everything in the world and everything in heaven and everything on earth and everything under the earth. So now connect me with your victory that has overcome every realm. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, connect my body with the realm of victory that have overcome everything and everyone and every realm. In the name of Jesus, connect my life, spirit, soul, and body with your realm of victory. With your realm of victory. Let me live in this realm of victory. Let me walk in this realm of victory. Let me operate in this realm of victory. The realm of your victory that has conquered every problem. The realm of your victory that has conquered every sickness and demons and diseases and curses and witchcraft. Connect my life with this realm. I want to walk in this realm.
where I can never be defeated, the realm where I can never be oppressed. Connect my life with this realm. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, release inspiration and revelations into my life that will change my perception of life. Inspiration and revelations that will change how I see things, that will change how I think, how I talk, how I behave. Send into my life revelations and inspiration. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. To connect with the realm of heaven. Your perception of life must change. You have to stop thinking like human beings. You have to stop reasoning like human beings. In fact, you have to stop talking like human beings. Everything about you must change to connect with the realm of heaven. You must change into the lifestyle of those that are in heaven. Live the life of those that are in heaven, which is completely opposite of the life that is here on earth. I mean completely opposite. The life in heaven is completely opposite. I mean completely. So meaning that to live the life of heaven on earth is like you are mad. It's like you are a madman. Because it's a madman that lives in another world that others don't live in. Talk to God. Say, Lord, send revelations and inspirations into my life that will give me another mind, that will change the way I think, change the way I see things, change the way I reason, change the way I talk and behave. Send truths into my life. Reveal truths to me. Revelations. Inspirations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You know, one of the deception that has happened in the church is how Satan has been magnified. How Satan and his agents have been so magnified. How demons and the oppressions have been so magnified than God and his operations. Yeah. So we are so quick to think about how powerful witches and wizards are. We are so quick to think about how powerful Satan is. But we are not quick to think about how powerful God is. You don't know God. God is powerful. Yeah, you just need to know him and you will acknowledge that he's too powerful. I mean, too powerful. And the power that Satan has is too small before him. All that they are in the kingdoms of darkness, all that they have and they are, is too small before the God of Israel. Yeah, even just an angel in heaven can destroy all of them, both Satan and all his agents and all the kingdoms under him. Just a small angel is enough to waste them all if God allowed it. Yeah. So we are quick to talk about how powerful demons are, how powerful witches and wizards are, because we don't know the power of God. We have been deceived. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every deception that is making me to magnify darkness and the oppressions more than your power and your oppressions. Say, Lord, deliver my brain, deliver my mind from every deception that is making me to magnify Satan and his oppressions above you and your oppressions. Open your mouth and pray like that. You need that deliverance. That is how you will see mighty miracles in your life. You need that deliverance. Yeah, some of you are too afraid. You are too afraid of Satan and his operations. Talk to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from every deception that has made me to magnify what witchcraft, what witches and wizards are doing above what you are doing, above your power and operations. Lord, deliver me from every deception that is making me to underestimate the greatness of you in the earth. Deliver me from every mindset that has made me to underestimate how powerful you are. Lord, deliver me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Now, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah. By revelation, I discovered that that.